Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Nick and JP, we're going to get to quick hits in just a minute. We do have to get to Shador and Stefanski in about 20 minutes, but our guy FNC on Instagram saying Bob Chesney has to wear a girdle because he slipped a disc a few years back while showing an F-150 to a concrete contractor. And he says, this is where it felt a little personal to me.
Yeah.
I said, Bob Chesney uses a CPAP because he snores like a freight train due to his sleep apnea. His wife, Wanda, sleeps in the room, in the spare room most nights. Hey, we can all be Bob Chesney there, okay? I snore like a freight train.
We've not discussed your sleep apnea results.
That's not true. That's moderate.
You didn't tell me.
Moderate.
What was your score?
The doctor didn't tell me. She just said, because I'm going to the next doctor next week.
Yeah?
But I have moderate.
Moderate.
That was the word. So not life endangering, but just enough to really make my life tougher.
Are you going
to
get the machine?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
I use it every night.
We'll be game changer.
We'll
be sleep apnea buddies.
Well, we were
apnea. Take pictures in our masks the day before.
We're brothers in arms. Yeah. No one looks good in those masks, man.
Nobody does.
I mean, everyone
but
just looks
awful. That's
why
it's our safe place.
Yes. You're going to send it to me and be like, do I look like Darth Vader now? I'm going to be like, I don't know, Nick. I don't know.
Oh, wait. No, that's happening. Snoring. Let's get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Bob Chesney, baby. Ooh, that's an Elvis impersonator.
She thinks my tractor's sexy in the Bob Chesney voice.
No, because I just did an Elvis, so it's going to get worse from here. Let's just get it. Everyone is weighing in on the Shawars, as they're going to be known in the future, including comedian Bill Burr, who went on BetMGM and answered why he thinks people don't like Shador.
The guy likes to dress nice.
And here's the deal.
He likes to have a nice car. He likes the women that like that stuff. Who is he hurting?
Like
the egos of fat sports writers wearing Hawaiian shirts never came close to top shelf. That's why they don't like
them. Agree. Agree or disagree with the overarching theme.
All right, so now we know. If you disagree, if you don't like Shador, it's just because of that take right there.
You just never got top shelf.
Never close to top shelf, you know what?
Yep. Yeah. So it was a funny bit until he hit the top shelf line, at which point last night, I had finally stopped getting sick, and then I laughed so hard it almost made me get sick for the last time. It is so funny. I continue to try and understand people that just don't like the kid, and they really are. I want to continue to make this point to just the casual Browns fans who might not realize this. They have nothing against the kid because they're not paying attention to the kid. They have a problem with the noise around the kid. And I honestly, there was a Christian blogger who had issue with Shador after the game, being like, this is what I did without really any offseason help. and talked about humility. And I'm like, if you'd paid more attention to Shador, you'd realize humility is one of like the five things.
The humility rant that Mangini went on, by the way, absolutely. Too. He did the same type of thing.
I'd be like, you're lost in the sauce. You're just not paying attention. You're just reacting to the noise. You're not reacting to the kid. Because even though he has some moments where it's like, oh, he's a little full of himself, humility is there more often than not.
Well, it's also just the idea. Like, I love the meme that put J.J. McCarthy out there and showed him doing his angry face. And it's like, when J.J. does it, it's confident. How great is this? But then when Shador does it, it's arrogance.
Oh, no, everybody. All right. It's nine. Nine's on the loose. Yeah,
we're so scared.
It's just like Stranger Things, except he's an awful quarterback that nobody wants to watch.
Omaha! You went Bob Chesney on J.J. McCarthy there.
I didn't have a voice to go to because I'd already used the voice for Bob Chesney. Bob Chesney!
Okay. All right, so I want to ask you this. Based off of Myles Garrett's season, I don't know many people that have really paid attention to what could be an historic season. Everyone knows, you know, JSN is having a great year, Jackson Smith and Jigba, but I don't know if everyone knows how historic this is. Through 11 games, he's got 1,313 receiving yards. That projects out to just over 2,000, right? Calvin Johnson with the single-season record, 1964. What's a more impressive breaking record if it happens this year, JSN or Myles Garrett? In the sack total.
I'll say Myles Garrett because he's doing it on a losing team, whereas JSN is putting up these numbers in the offensive times of all offensive times.
All right, I like the take. It's a fair take. Because I instinctively went to I like watching wide receivers more than I like watching defensive ends and pass rushers get after the quarterback. And so I wanted to go towards that, but I think you're right. This is the offensive times that we're living in, and it's not as if sack totals have drastically changed from, let's say, I don't know, 20 years ago. The only thing that's changed is the amount of games from 16 to 17 there.
To your point, though, I do think if both are up for grabs in the final 2 weeks of the season, I think JSN's potential record is going to get more hype.
But are we not approaching this with anywhere close to the same hype as Myles Garrett? Because why? Because we think it's going to fall off with JSN and it's not going to be something that he obviously breaks? Or is it because it is just a offensive world that we live in, so the expectation now is every couple years we're going to have somebody that threatens to break this?
One, I think Seattle's a very meh team. Sam Darnold's a very meh quarterback. They put up good numbers, by the way, but like, there's nothing sexy or sensational about that team. And two, I just think Miles has been on a heater for the last four games in a way that, like, he's not like Miles had, what, five sacks through the first five or six games?
He had a three-game stretch with zero sacks.
And so what he's done is just otherworldly. And when you're having three sacks a week, three out of the last four games, you kind of got to pay attention to that a little bit more. Like, it's just more in your face. Omaha! Josina Anderson is reporting that at least two NFL teams could have interest in Bill Belichick this coaching cycle, with a third team possible as well. Shall we speculate on what the teams that would actually have interest in Bill Belichick are?
Well, sure, we could speculate it. All right, wait, let's play with this for a second. Giants have got to be one of them, right?
I don't know about that. They actually might be too stable of ownership to go to Belichick, given all his nonsense right now.
I would just think it's always been a team that he's gravitated towards. It's always been a team that he's interested. They have the head coaching opening. All right.
I think you got the wrong New York team.
Are the Jets part of it? Okay, so you think the Jets are one.
Yeah, because they're desperate and stupid.
There's going to be a team that we haven't even considered, or a team that we shouldn't even be, like the Bengals type, you know, one of those type teams. Not saying the Bengals. Is it the Packers, one of those type teams that we haven't yet considered? Are we thinking good team or bad team here?
I'm going to say smart organizations aren't going to be in on Belichick. The Jordan Hudson thing is too loud right now.
I don't understand the beef with Bob Latore at this point. I don't know where that's gone.
She's just a drama queen.
Can you even explain to me what the messages between the two of them are even about at this point?
She's a dumb 24-year-old. That's all that is.
And is it also, I think I've learned in the past 24 hours, it's Jordan?
No, she's...
Or is that made up?
I think it's a troll. I think she's 100% just Jordan a dumb 24-year-old troll.
What is that all about?
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Well, he just did the interviewing cycle with Atlanta, though. Like, he did it. They said no. In fact, I thought Bill left embarrassed from that, to the point where I think he ended up at UNC just so he wouldn't feel like nobody wanted him. I almost wonder if Bill would say no thanks to Atlanta just based off of that alone.
I think Bill would run to any NFL. I think Bill would take the Browns job if it was open tomorrow.
I mean, it's got to be.
I think he's desperate. This UNC thing is an awful look, and if he doesn't get an NFL job this year, I don't think it gets easier from here.
I don't think the NFL job's going to go well either, though.
Oh,
I think you're signing up for a disaster.
Yeah.
It's going to
bring
worse.
Jordan and Rug Lombardi and all the other...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Knuckleheads.
It's going to go like Pete Carroll in Las Vegas.
Could go worse. He does.
He could bring
back Patricia and Brian Daboll, though. So he's got his NFL acolytes there for him.
There we go. All right, we have a media fight.
Again?
A media fight. Not me? No, not you.
Oh, thank God.
This one we have to go to Philadelphia for. Okay, so I'm going to set the scene for this. This is during Vic Fangio's press conference. Here we go.
We didn't get off in time.
Finish.
What's that?
Shut up.
They're wasting.
When it comes to the call.
That laugh you heard was Fangio, by the way, laughing as the one reporter told the other reporter to shut up as he wanted to get his question off.
Wow. Do we know the reporters involved?
One of them was Ruben Frank. I know that. I don't know who the other reporter was.
Was Ruben Frank the one telling someone to shut up?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think... you and I have listened to a lot of press conferences. You and I... And there have been some contentious years where there's heat between the media over different reports and stuff. I cannot recall an incident where anyone in the Browns media or Cavs media or Guardians Media has told another person on the beat to shut up.
It's out of bounds.
Like, I know there have been times where, like, they get pissed and when an interloper comes in out of nowhere and asks a question, but they don't say it. It then just becomes kind of the stuff we know behind the scenes. I've never heard another person be like, shut up.
Now I kind of want to, though.
It'd be a lot more interesting.
I know, but especially with the Browns beat.
You know, Daryl's wanted to tell someone to shut up.
For sure he has. But the Browns beat's all the same people for so many years, too, though. You know what I mean? Like, they're all friendly with each other.
They're friendly and so nice.
They're all nice.
And they're also not a-holes from Philly.
No, that's the other thing. Well, in Philly, though, so the other thing on that is that, because the Browns beat, this is why it won't happen here, is the Browns beat's the same collective, I don't know, 7-8 people, right? And like, the Philly beat, though... There's like 30 people covering that team. Like, there's a lot of people that could easily get angry at each other, and a lot of people that don't even really know each other. Whereas I feel like the Browns beat, they do dinners and such together. They're very cordial and nice to each other.
They're also from Philly, and those people are stinking crazy.
Omaha!
College football playoff committee chairman Hunter Yurecek went viral for this interaction discussing the latest college football rankings last night on ESPN.
There was a change at 6-7 with Oregon and Ole Miss swapping spots. How much of an impact potentially could it be on Ole Miss if it's determined they don't have their head coach in the field?
6-7.
Oh, you're not serious.
But seriously, Rich, we didn't have any discussion about Ole Miss and their coach.
You're not a serious human. Can't be your reaction
to
that.
By the way,
you're not a serious person.
The college football world.
I don't take the committee serious at all now.
The college football world is furious that he would desecrate.
What was that?
A show on ESPN with a 6-7 joke.
It's a joke. I get it. But
it's funny as hell. He landed the plane.
What is that?
I don't care.
You bring off this like, we take the committee. You call yourself the committee to begin with, by the way. You're taking yourself very seriously. But you have this presenting.
Can't make a joke when when it's right there?
You have this presenting force of we are the all-knowing, all-encompassing, serious thing that decides
this college
football committee.
And cultural memes like 6-7.
You can't turn into a jokester at that point.
Yes, you can.
You can't go clown in that moment.
They didn't just...
You think you're Bill Burr trying to make jokes
here? There isn't white smoke billowing from the plumes in Big Ten offices or in NCAA offices.
When they present they present this like a serious thing. You can't then disrupt the process. You can't disrupt the serious process of this. To drop so a 6-7.
No,
you're pulling back the curtain of what this all is. It's all a joke to begin with anyway.
Yes.
But you can't let people into the idea that it's a joke the way that it is.
By the way, professional wrestling admits that it's scripted now.
I'm glad you finally admit it.
Scripted. Didn't say fake. Scripted. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
There's a difference. Siding with the college football traditionalists.
It made me mad.
Who are humorless a-holes.
It made me mad to hear it.
Who make covering college football a nightmare.
Only they present themselves this way. As the all-authoritating committee that can do no wrong and knows all and all this. You can't be 6-7.
That's the thing that undermines it. Fact that it's clearly a bleep show.
It does. The hours and hours they try to present you with and tell you that these guys do the studying and everything behind this.
They watch the tape.
To then just make it into known it to be the entire time. That's the problem there. You can't then let us in on the fact that you also know it's a joke and you don't take it as serious as we want you to.
Charming or Chach, Hunter Yurachek's 6-7 joke in the midst. In the damn midst.
Hunter, you're a joke is what I call him.
I'm not going to give you that. You know what I am?
Look at Jax.
Jax, really?
Look at Jax.
You got Jax. You
know Jax over there.
Golf clap.
It's been a couple times a day where I look over. I got nothing from you on it. Good. And then I look over at Jax, and Jax loves it.
Same thing.
Keeps me going.
Jax is the core here. 216-474-0092. Charming or Chach. Hunter Yurachek, 6-7 joke. And when we come back, Shador was asked straight up, with a follow-up about the calls of Stefanski and sabotage, what more can you want? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.